Hello, everybody. Once again, it's Radio Biafra Podcast. Yeah, Radio Biafra Podcast, and you are with Henry Siuzaga, your host. Last time, we were speaking on the government of the Lamb and then the Biafra, the Church of Biafra, with relation to it. And we continue from where we start today. Now, we're saying that the importance of the church cannot be overstressed in this arrangement, in that it is the basic tool through which the Spirit of God, which will remold us and our brethren everywhere in the world from what 60 years under intense and severe idol worship has turned us into, be some a burden in some cases, be some oppression to even our own selves in other cases. It is through this new church that for some of us, the heart of iron will be returned by the Almighty to a heart of flesh. The church's responsibilities will include chiefly the administration of the Biafra Welfare Board, which is in place already. Our few challenges today do not include a willing heart to serve, but rather finance and adequate manpower. Whilst the nation of God walks towards a time when there will be a bishop for this church, as in the days of the priests Moses, Elijah, and Samuel, we will do so working with the Lord Bishop of our souls and mind, Jesus Christ, who will hold his office in the interim through the Holy Spirit. This welfare board spoken of above will operate as we had envisaged or proposed before registration. Okay, before now. Now, registration into the church automatically puts you on the welfare list. Specific needs are noted for attention from the highest, the Almighty God walking through us. In the meanwhile, membership of the COB will entail at least a sincere, heartfelt, and committed decision to consistently study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, a chapter every day at least for the rest of one's life. The listing of names has started here already. But please know that if you haven't been to see us physically for this, that heaven acknowledges and lists you in the spirit right after you make the decision spoken of before now and begin to implement it. This can suffice whilst you without the handicaps towards reaching us physically. What this also means is that you are not obliged to quit your current Christian spiritual affiliations or churches to be members of the Church of Heaven. Within the church will be the Biafra Welfare Board. Now, the BWB or Biafra Welfare Board will reorder our society by helping us 1. Discover our spiritual gifts and subsequent callings through the influence of the Holy Spirit. This will be for those disturbed from their paths in life by the spiritual confusion that was Nigeria. Secondly, it will assist those who know theirs grow into higher callings of their offices and its responsibilities in Christ through the larger space created by heaven for Holy Spirit-inspired interactions and cooperations towards kingdom expansion and growth. Thirdly, it will help those who have been battered out of recognition by the wars for survival in the phased-out Nigerian state through provision of basic needs whilst helping them become useful contributing members of society. Some of these people can't even afford to feed. A major problem with the system we're leaving behind is that of discovery and the rediscovery of purpose, which cannot be separated from the discovery of spiritual gifts and callings. All right, brethren, it's Henry Siuzaga, and this is Radio Biafra, and we are signing off. Until next Saturday, it is Shalom.